Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I have been over here giggling like a little schoolgirl.
Yeah, you have.
My daughter she's just like me. She's just a little prankster, and she makes me smile and makes me laugh. I opened up my phone this morning, and at some point yesterday evening, she got a hold of my phone, and there was about 75 pictures of her face going, all sorts of funny little, you know, smirks on her face and her eyes rolling. And I sent a message to Knickknack this morning, my wife, and I said, look what she did. And she's like, oh, I know. And she sent me back a screenshot of her photo album on her phone, where my daughter got a hold of her phone, and there was like 75 pictures of her face on Knickknack's phone as well.
Can't tell she's your kid at all.
Yeah, I know. Right?
She's really cute. Like, she's a little prankster.
The faces when he was looking at them, I'm like, that's like a carbon copy image of you. Like, it's so funny how much she looks like you. Even like,
yeah, I like it. It was one of those things that just makes you smile when you open up your phone in the morning. So, bless her little heart. Speaking of heart, I got a little heartburn this morning. I made my favorite gnocchi dish last night. I think I've told you guys about it, with the broccoli in it and the snap peas and the chicken and gnocchi.
Yummy.
And then you do some various, you know, like olive oil and seasonings and stuff. The main focus here is the seasonings.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you're like me when you cook. I can't judge seasonings very well.
Oh.
I apparently over-season a lot, according to the missus. And this dish that I made last night calls for the red pepper flakes.
Oh, hoo, hoo.
You know, and I did a couple dashes. I was like, that doesn't look like enough.
You.
I did a couple dashes more, and then I was like, ah! And I looked at the thing. I was like, oh, these are even expired. They're probably bland. I went and dumped like half the red pepper flakes in there.
Oh,
no. Woo! It was a spicy dish last night, I'll tell you that much.
You over-red peppered.
Yeah, you
lot.
Cook a lot. Do you have problems with seasoning issues?
No.
I can't judge seasoning.
We were given measurements from nature.
I don't do that.
Like, our palms right here are about a tablespoon. So
I've never done that.
Yeah, if you just pour, like, and again, like the red pepper, you have to be careful because that is, you know, you have to, like, add a little and then taste as you go. Like, there's so much. And then red pepper flakes, depending on the pepper, it could be hotter or milder. So you really got to be careful with that specific spice. But yeah, your palm right there, that's about a tablespoon.
Making that up.
No, I'm not.
I'm not putting red pepper flakes in my palm. The next thing you know, I'm rubbing my eye or something.
Well, the red pepper is one that you don't want to, but when it comes to onion powder, garlic powder, oregano,
how much is
basil,
it?
It's about a tablespoon. Is your
How much is a teaspoon?
I don't know. Maybe half of your palm.
I know. You're making this up as
you go along
right now.
If you cook, you can eyeball what looks like a tablespoon, what looks like a teaspoon.
I always thought I was good at just eyeballing as I shake it in, though.
That's the thing. A lot of guys think that. You're not. The thing is, though, each spice is a little different, right? Like when you have your cayenne pepper, that's spicy as well. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to put that on your hand. And then I'm thinking of the other ones, like when you're doing garlic powder.
But
you
see,
do
I
about
love
a
garlic
spoon.
Powder.
I do too. And again,
what about
I put
the Traeger seasoning?
That's got all
the
salt.
That you season the crap out of.
Here's part of my problem is I like to smoke meat and stuff, and you got to season the bejesus out of the meat.
Well, and you probably use the Traeger that's already got all the salt in it, right? Like, it's a standard spice for you, right? You don't usually add anything to it?
No, it's a combination
of
stuff.
Do you add salt to it, though, or does it have enough salt in there for you?
Depends on the spice, because I'll look at the spice, and if it has salt in it, then I won't add extra salt. How much salt should I put in my palm?
No, like, that's the thing. It's like, again, if it calls for a teaspoon, usually most things will only do a teaspoon.
Right,
well, that's fine. You don't believe most of the things I say.
This is the biggest nonsense I've ever heard.
I do. I use the palm of my hand for the most part.
You also go, when it calls for a pinch, do you also pinch it?
Do the pinch.
Pinch.
Yes, like, and you even say, pinch. You do.
How about I just start going old school? We've got the little scoopers.
Yeah, if you're not, you know, 100% confident in your
such
palm.
Such a waste of time.
How familiar are you with your palm, Jeremy? Because if
now's
you are,
where you insert the joke about just a pinch, Jer. It's just a little pinch.
Pinch.